Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, Letter Number 6386. Baruch Hashem, the 13th of Tammuz, Tovshi Yud Ches, Brooklyn. Rav HaGoyen addresses him. And this is to Moreni Rav Yecheskel Hartman. He was in St. Louis. I guess St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah.
So, Shalom Ubrach, peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, after a very long interruption, I got your letter from the eve of Yud Beis Tammuz, the festival of redemption of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. And there, you point out, you make out the point that there's become a custom for a bas mitzvah to make a celebration for the bas mitzvah, that in these later years, this has sort of taken hold also into the circles of those who fear the words of Hashem. Basically, in the olden days, bat mitzvahs wasn't something which was not celebrated so much. But now it's celebrated. So the Rebbe says, so he writes to the Rebbe, it became like something which you have to, can't, bas mitzvah is something you cannot negate it. But the question is, what is the better way to organize it? And he mentions to the Rebbe that the custom is to do it on Friday in the evening. That means Friday night. The Rebbe says that, I think what you're saying is that they make the bat mitzvah celebration on the Friday night. So the Rebbe said, had I had the power, if I was able to, so, in this country, the Rebbe said, I would negate this setup from the beginning. The Rebbe is not happy because people, unfortunately, when they make a party on Shabbos, one is Shabbos, there is a very big public desecration of the Shabbos. People come with the cars, people come with everything. The Rebbe is not happy. And the Rebbe says, I would, if I had the power, I would take away this setup from the beginning. And the Rebbe says, we're in pain even about bar mitzvah on Shabbos. Bar mitzvah, we don't have a choice. Why? Because you have to read from the Torah. So, okay. So we have a problem with the... I mean, the Rebbe is not talking about that. They have the women read the Torah. That we're not even going there. But right now, but for the bar mitzvah, we keep it on Shabbos because of the Kriyas HaTorah. But we're in pain because of that, because we know how many stumblings are dragged through this until the Rebbe says openly conducting themselves in a way which is contrary to keeping the Holy Shabbos. And the Rebbe says, we call this public desecration. We say, oh, we're having a Jewish boy enter the age of the yoke of mitzvahs, the yoke of Torah, by making a public celebration. What is a bar mitzvah? Bar mitzvah means that you have to start keeping, accepting the Torah and the mitzvahs. And how do you make that celebration? By making a public desecration of the Shabbos. The Rebbe says, I can imagine, naturally, if you make this celebration on Friday night, there is a big worry that if you set up any celebration, whatever it may be, on Friday night, the night of Shabbos Kodesh, or on the day of Shabbos Kodesh, even if in certain situations that will not bring about a desecration of the Shabbos, God forbid, there is no guarantees over here. So maybe in some cases, but there is no guarantees for that. But the Rebbe says, there is no, maybe on this present time, at this place, you're going to make a bat mitzvah on Shabbos, and you know the people here, they're not going to drive, nobody's going to, it's going to be okay, but we don't know what's going to be in this place very soon, and certainly in other places, where there's a great doubt if you can do it in the right way. And the Rebbe says, it's enough to understand. And the Rebbe says, I've spoken already to many of the Rabbonim, many of the rabbis, as it pertains to the custom in their shul, that they should make the effort as necessary to make the bar mitzvah celebration not on Shabbos, but on a weekday. Don't make it on Shabbos, make it on a weekday. And from the above reason. So the Rebbe, he's asking the Rebbe about the bar mitzvah. And the Rebbe is saying, I'm not happy about the bar mitzvahs either on Shabbos. And even if in a certain situation it's okay, but this is no guarantee for other places and to hear what happens in the future. And the Rebbe says now another interesting point, which he had also in other places, a very interesting point. The Rebbe says to make an effort to the extent possible not to set it up on a Sunday. Why? Rabbi says Sunday has definitely a religious connotation. Why is Sunday? The Rabbi says don't set up on Sunday because the Rabbi uses the lashon of the Megillah Bizoyin v'Kesef. There is enough shame Kesef on many matters. Of the Jewish community, which are pushed off for Sunday. You know, the reason is very obvious, because people are not working. They're not busy with their business. They're not in their occupation. But the Rebbe says, but by the way, even though you're making it on Sunday, you're not celebrating Sunday. You're making it on Sunday because that's when you can get your crowd. Because people are not working then, so you want to have the crowd to come. But the Rebbe says, but in a by the way, you are giving importance to the day of the Goyish celebration, Yom Edom. You know, that's when they go to their place of worship. It's on Sunday. So the Rebbe says, by pointing out Sunday, you're giving credence, you're giving importance to that. But the Rebbe says it appears that presently this is still, there is a terminology in halacha that you can't make a decree for the community in which they cannot stand. In other words, people are not going to listen, and they're not so. You don't say, all right, don't make it on Sunday. The Rebbe says, presently the situation is that we cannot say, no parties, no dinners, no nothing on Sundays because Ein Reva Tzibur Kan Yechelun Lamedbo. Here in America, most of the community cannot abide by it. This is too much. Okay, so the Rebbe is saying, I'm not saying that, but the Rebbe says, as far as you can, to the extent, don't make it on Sunday. And the Rebbe says, it's a great merit. Because Rebbe says, I have a justification for all the people. Because the Rebbe says, people don't realize anymore that Sunday is really a holiday and nobody pays attention to a Sunday. We used to have in Massachusetts, when I came, we used to have the blue laws. When you did, they had some left over that you could not go shopping in the, and the first the whole day, then the half a day. And finally, they did away with the blue laws by, and in other places they have that. So, but basically, the Rebbe's point over here is that, you know, a justification for the people that do it on Sunday is nobody even knows anymore, and nobody even remembers that Sunday has a religious connotation. Sunday is a day off. That's all what people know it at. So maybe that's the reason. But for new matters, the Rebbe says it's best not to go into this to begin with, which means you're going to set up, when are we doing bat mitzvahs? When are we doing the parties? So you're starting something new, don't get into it and organize it not in that day. Somebody comes to a bat mitzvah, you want to make it another day. Now, the Rebbe also, I guess, says, you know, how are you going to explain it to parents? They want to make up a mitzvah of a Sunday. So the Rebbe says, Shari tirutzim lo ninalu, meaning the gates of excuses have not been closed, which means you'll find reasons. So the Rebbe is saying, don't do it on Shabbos, for sure not, but also try not to do it on Sunday and find excuses not to do it on Sunday, to make something new, to establish something new. But the Rebbe says, self-understood, I'm not discussing over here now on the general idea of celebrating about mitzvah. And the Rebbe says, it appears that wasn't your question. Because in your community, presently, it's only about setting up the time. So, the Rebbe says, you didn't ask me about the celebration of a bas mitzvah. And the Rebbe says, I'm not going to go ahead and discuss now about that. But for sure, the Rebbe says, it's extra to make the further point. And yet, for more force, I am also writing this up because of the stumblings that were caused in many places in the tekes, in the ceremony of a bas mitzvah. So the Rebbe says that in many places, those who are doing things sort of in a most perfect way in a celebration of bas mitzvah, they sing with the voices, and that is unfortunately with the participation of women, and mainly the bat mitzvah and her friends. And this, the Rebbe says, there could be no compromise, because it's a very clear halacha in the Shulchan Aruch that is prohibited, for sure prohibited. So the Rebbe is bringing out this other point that takes place at the bat mitzvah ceremonies. And the Rebbe says to have the girls and the women sing over there, that is very clearly prohibited in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Rebbe actually, in later years, the Rebbe encouraged very much that bat mitzvahs should be noted and celebrated. but in a total different vein of getting, not in this vein of bat mitzvah, which mimicked the bar mitzvah, but the Rebbe encouraged that the girl and the parents to make a get-together, a spiritual get-together, an encouragement, an inspirational moment to mark the bas mitzvah, very, very important. And the Rebbe was very much for it, and he encouraged that. But this is a different kind of celebration. You know, the biggest part of the celebration is to get the gifts, you know, for the bar mitzvah boy or the bas mitzvah, but you can give them the gifts without having that. But the Rebbe is strongly suggesting, his question was about when to do it. The Rebbe doesn't want him to do it on Shabbos, very important. Again, we have to recognize this letter was written in 1958. The influence of the religious community in America was not yet what it's now. The Haredi and the yeshivas and everything, it's a whole different, this was in the beginning, the conservative and reform and the compromises in Yiddishkeit were prevalent, everything. They were the forces in this country. And the religious people were sort of the minority. They were the underdogs. And the Rebbe, and different shuls, in this case, you see, this was in St. Louis in Missouri. This was another, it wasn't a metropolitan like New York or other places where there was more from Yidden, and it was very important for the rabbis over there to stay strong, because a lot of the shuls, instead of now, the conservative and the reform are turning Orthodox, and that way, many of traditional were going the other way, were going to the other way. So it was a different time, it's important when you read these letters to understand what the rabbis were up against and what it means, you know, it's not, and so when I say, for example, that now the Rebbe encourages to celebrate bat mitzvah, it's in a different kind, it's a different mindset. We're talking about marking a very important date in the life of a young girl, you know, turning bat mitzvah. The Rebbe, you see, the Rebbe put, let little girls, even 3 years old, light the Shabbos candles. The Rebbe was very much into empowering girls, women, everything else to be part of all this. But let's go finish the letter. So the Rebbe says, I got the report that you became part of the Vad Ha'ir, the committee of the city. So the Rebbe says, I pray that you should utilize your influence that you have till now, and also your influence that you have now, because you entered into that group for the city, to strengthen, to give true Torah without compromise. Truth and compromise are diametrically opposite of each other. Truth doesn't compromise. Compromise is not truth. In circles that keep on growing and widening, beginning with your own community in which you are serving in the holy position formerly in your city, that now you have entered into the committee of the city and also outside of your city, because all Jewish people are really considered to be like one story. We're one body together. If there is lacking in any part, is also important to the other places. So you're strengthening and you're lacking also is because we're all together. And so, if any part of your body isn't doing well, then your whole body isn't doing well. You can't isolate it. We are all together. So if one community, one congregation isn't doing good, then it affects everybody. But that's in the negative. But certainly in the positive, because we know the measure of good is more than the measure of bad. So if you add a more Yiddishkeit, that impacts all places. So that's why from this we understand all the efforts and the hard work is worth it. Because this is something which is important to all of the Yidden, all the details. It's easily understood. The Rebbe blesses him for good news in all of the above. So the Rebbe writes him a lengthy letter. He asked the Rebbe about setting up a bas mitzvah, but the Rebbe, by the way, already gives him some pointers in generally about the importance of staying strong in generally in Yiddishkeit, and the Rebbe wants him to utilize his new position to influence his community, other communities where all communities are together. It's an increase in your place, it helps everywhere else, just like the opposite, a deficiency in another place impacts everything. So the Rebbe is also talking about the bas mitzvah and about the ceremonies and the way it needs to be fixed and not to make it on the Shabbos and not even on Sunday, as the Rebbe goes into the details in this letter.